Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. A pleasant evening for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, report from Walla, coming in earlier today. 8 people were killed in IDF airstrikes in Gaza, primarily hitting the Al-Mawasi area of Khan Yunis. Also, Ynet reports from the past hour that a memorial to IDF officer Captain Omri Tal, who fell in Gaza, has been defaced with graffiti. His mother expressed profound anguish over the damage. Also this hour, Times of Israel reveals that a radar tech AI startup has secured a deal to provide the Israeli army with a drone attack warning system. Separately, JNS has learned that the former head of the IDF media section will become the spokesman for Israel's mission to the UN in New York. And finally, JTA notes that the New York Times has appointed Yair Rosenberg to cover Jewish American life, marking a new focus during a period of intense communal reflection. From X, the latest, Jeremy Leibler, Australian Jewish community leader, posted just minutes ago about a disturbing dossier of abuse. Ynet Global shared earlier today about the swift response by city crews to restore the damaged memorial for Captain Omri Tal. Ihab Hassan, a Palestinian activist, wrote just now that the anti-Hamas movement in Gaza persists despite severe repression. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the IDF airstrikes in Gaza, reports from Arab sources indicate the attack targeted the Al-Mawasi area. This comes amid ongoing tensions between Israel and Gaza's governing bodies. The strikes are part of Israel's broader military operations in response to recent escalations. The fatalities highlight the continuing human cost of this conflict. Turning to the vandalism of Captain Omri Tal's memorial, Ynet reports that Captain Tal was killed in the 2014 Gaza War. The desecration of his monument has stirred emotions, with his family expressing deep distress. The city has acted swiftly to repair the damage. This incident underscores the persistent tensions surrounding memorial sites. Meanwhile, Times of Israel brings us news of a technological advancement. A radar tech AI startup has signed a significant deal to equip the Israeli army with systems to detect drone threats. This development highlights Israel's focus on cutting-edge defense technology amidst evolving aerial threats. In a related development, Ron Gabayan, formerly of the IDF media section, will join Israel's mission to the UN. JNS notes his excitement in facing the global body's challenges. His appointment comes at a crucial time as Israel navigates complex international relations. This role is pivotal for Israel's diplomatic engagements at the UN. Finally, JTA's report on Yair Rosenberg's new role at the New York Times signals a shift in how Jewish American life is covered. This new beat emerges during a period of significant communal dialogue and criticism of media portrayals. Rosenberg's insights could shape broader understanding and representation. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a significant achievement for Israeli companies in LGBT equality. Yet, the findings reveal that many employees remain closeted. This reflects ongoing societal challenges despite corporate progress. Separately, Globes announces that a former IDF general has entered the race to lead Anduril's Israel operations. This move could influence how the company navigates the Israeli defense market. And finally, CTEC highlights Nochi Dankner's fall from business prominence to facing insolvency proceedings. His case underscores the volatility in Israeli business circles. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.